And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush here on Rush to Reason KLZ560. Do we have our visitor, John Smallwood? John, do we have you here?
I am here.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's an honor, sir. John is the president of Smallwood Wealth Management, the author of It's Your Wealth, Keep It, the definitive guide to growing, protecting, enjoying, and passing on your wealth. John, let me ask you something. This is a weird time because people are losing wealth.
Correct.
Largely because of COVID. What do you tell people, your clients, during this time?
It really depends on who the client is and what position that they're in. And we're seeing business owners, certain business owners, you know, business as usual, doing well, and a whole bunch of businesses not doing well. And one of the things that I'm concerned about most is, do people have enough available cash or access to cash to, you know, businesses are failing or family members aren't getting bonuses or whatever that is? Is there enough cash to make it through the next few months? Because I think we have to get to the next few months to get people back to somewhat normal employment.
Do you foresee normalcy hitting after the next few months?
It's a lot of pent up demand. I mean, I
agree.
What bothers me is, and if you think about it, you think about Orlando, Las Vegas, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles. Those cities rely heavily on business travel and personal travel. And why people aren't going to those places, even Denver, right, with all the ski seasons and everything, there's a lot of tourism that's coming in. If the tourism doesn't come in, we're going to see a lot of pain. But if people have the confidence to go back to doing the things that they want to do, the skiing and the traveling and the business travel, I think all those areas in the markets that are hit very poorly come back well, and jobs will come back very quickly. I think it's not a linear, you know, increase. I think it's an exponential jump if we have the confidence to get back and people are open for business. If they're not open for business, then, you know, your financial strategy is under a lot of attack. We're talking about increased taxes. We're talking about a lot of different things. But what I'm seeing is a lot of families that live on, hey, I have a base salary, but I get, you know, $20,000-$30,000 bonus. And those bonuses aren't getting paid, and they live on those bonuses. And now all of a sudden you've got credit card debt. You've got all kinds of things that are happening.
Well, so what do you do with all? Yeah, what do you do with all this, John? Because there was no way to plan for this. There was no way to plan for this kind of drop in bonuses, this kind of drop in income, this kind of drop in customers and clientele for your business. I mean, I foresee that the clientele is going to be terrified for quite a while going forward. They're going to be afraid to go anywhere where there are a lot of people, and yet you need a lot of people in your business.
Yeah, and in the book that I have, chapter 6, I have this whole chapter dedicated to A Beautiful Balance is what it's called. And the idea is that, you know, between savings rate and having, you know, available cash and having, you know, money in different places, when you have, in essence, what we're in the middle of now, which is called the Black Swan event, is if I have the right balance in the places, I'm okay. But if I walked into this not having the right balance like so many people, now what is it that I need to do to get my plan into alignment? And, you know, do I need to sell things? Do I need to, you know, get rid of certain things? There's so many. The individual, when you think about a family, you know, you have a husband and a wife, you have kids, you have siblings, you have parents, you have in-laws, you have outlaws, you know, all those wonderful things. That family makeup, think about the pressure that that potentially puts on you, right? So before you do a plan, you need to understand what that dynamic is.
Right, because everything that happens to you is now happening to a group that you happen to love.
Yeah, and you want to protect them and you want to do that. Like, I'm seeing people now where the kids, you know, have signed, you know, they just launched, they're out, they got a job, they signed a lease, they can't get out of the lease, and now they're living home, and, you know, landlords are having trouble. New York City, I was talking to somebody that owns a co-op, and they had four rental places in below, and three of the four are out of business, not paying rent. And the third, you know, the fourth business is not, you know, even barely paying any rent. And everybody in the co-op now getting a big assessment to pay for the overhead of the building. That wasn't in the plan.
No. See, that's just it. You're a planner, okay?
Yeah.
And you're a wisdom guy. You bring wisdom. And yet we're at a time when so much of the wisdom we can't really use. Let me put it this way. I'm going to give you two questions back to back. Very simple. Sure. First of all, what's an accurate way for people to determine how much money they'll need to save for retirement, right? So how do they know how much they're really going to need? And secondly, how do they deal with that at a time when so little money is coming in?
Yeah, so the first question is a loaded question.
Okay.
You don't know what you need for retirement because you don't know how long it's going to be. Right?
That's a good
point.
You don't
know what the interest rates are going to be. You don't know what the tax rates are going to be. You don't know what your health is going to be. You don't know. There's like the variables are almost impossible to predict. Like you hear the concept of the number. I need this number and everything's going to be fine. I find people come in, they have these spreadsheets. They're missing like so many different variables. My goal is to kind of reverse engineer to it is I want to save the maximum amount of money today and live. Okay. So that balance is if I'm saving the right amount of money, putting it in the right places, you know, and putting kids through college and having all these things, there's going to be a spot where I can't do what I do anymore. Is that enough to maintain that current lifestyle that I have? Because there's a stupid thing that I hear all the time, which is, you only need 60% of your income when you hit retirement. I don't know about you. I have trouble living. You know, most people have trouble living on 100% of what they're earning now. How do you think you're going to live on 60% future?
Are they saying, like 60% per year?
Yeah, like if you're making $100,000, when you hit retirement, they're like, oh, you only need 60% of that in order to live. So you only need $60,000. Well, you know, now I spend 40, 50 hours at my desk and working and doing things. Now I'm home. What am I going to do? Everything that I do when I'm home costs money. You know, Saturdays are your most expensive day, right?
Right.
So every day becomes Saturday now.
Yeah. So you're going to have more expensive days because people basically think, well, by then your house is paid off. Everything's paid off. Everything's fine. And now you're just going to go off into a nice, cheap retirement. What a joke.
Yeah. My grandfather, and this is, you know, I this resonates with me so much. He retired in the late 70s, like 77, 78, and he bought an Oldsmobile Delta 88. That was going to be his retirement car. Like, he was set. Like, it was beautiful, right? Big, brown, ugly car. You know, 5 years later, he had to get a new car. He's like, I didn't price this out. I didn't think I was going to need a new car. And he ended up with, you know, he lived in like late 80s and he had five cars in his retirement. He never planned on that. Right? So it's the assumptions are where people make the wrong decisions. Our philosophy is you make a 1 year plan and you execute on it. And at the end of the year, what happened? You either did better or you did worse. And if you have like what's going on now, you have to adapt. You have to look at things in a different way. But if you have good balance in the plan, meaning you have liquid cash, you have backup, you have access to business lines of credit that you don't need, you know, whatever it is, if you have good strategy, when stuff goes wrong, you have things to fall back on. But most people don't. Most people are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And that's even high income earners. It's not about income. It's about mindset. What is my mindset of how I approach my wealth management? How do I save money? Where do I put it?
Well, John, let me ask you this, because this idea of, you know, storing up, saving up, getting ready for the hard times. Okay, right now we're in a hard time. You know, I always think about the biblical thing, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine coming after it. Store up in the 7 years of plenty or you're going to be in bad shape in the next seven. Is it so bad for people to look at it like, right now, I'm just going to tread water just because this is terrible. I'm going to tread water, work on my debts as much as I can, but make sure that I'm okay. with the idea that as soon as the economy opens up, like you said, with all that pent-up spending that's coming for all these businesses, I'm going to jump right back into building up for my retirement? Or is that not a good way to go?
Well, unfortunately, that's a reality that is probably a good reality for a lot of people. You know, if your income is cut by 30, 40% or worse, you know, your income is cut 100%, you have to walk through this. But working with a good financial advisor, there are certain things that you may decide that, you know, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to cut this expense. You know, there's things that you can do. You can call, if you're experiencing a lot of difficulty, all the car leases and loans and mortgage companies, they have things to push your payments out if you're having those problems so it doesn't destroy your credit. Because one of the things that's really important is your credit score now, right?
Right.
So certain actions you take, you know, might be really good right now, but you have a 800 credit score and you don't pay a bunch of bills and all of a sudden you got a 500 credit score. You can't even get access to money. You can't even your life insurance, it gets raided because you have a 500 credit score. I mean,
hey,
it is
real quick. Real quick tangent on that. Do you think that the credit agencies are going to be a little more understanding during this time?
Well, it's the companies that you're dealing with. Will they report it? And I believe the companies will just report late payments. I don't think it's not the credit agencies. It's you know, the banks that you bank with that are going to report. And I think they're not going to be. But if they put you in a forbearance, that shouldn't necessarily impact your credit unless they report it, right? So I know a lot of clients early on when COVID hit, and people went into lockdown, they called their, you know, company that they were financing the car from. They said, oh, you can take 3 months off and it won't affect your credit. So depending on your bank, I think, you know, they're going to be lenient because they're going to want your business back in the future. I think there's also tremendous opportunity because a lot of businesses are going to go out of business and people are going to be able to step in and create new businesses. But you got to have the resources.
Capital.
Or the guts to take over a failing business. A lot of people are going to, you know,
right.
I've seen this in the past where business is going out of business, the landlord's sitting on everything, and people have walked in and said, I'll take over the business, I'm going to run the business, I'm going to pay you a base rent, and I'm not going to pay you for a long time, but when I get it back, that's when I will start to pay you, and people are going to take those options.
Okay,
see,
John.
This is the time. Trying to be super creative is what I want to say.
Oh, fantastic. Really quick here. I know we only got about a minute left, but one quick question. For those who have lost their job due to the pandemic, and even those who haven't, you know somebody who has, right? What are some measures, real quick, that they can take before securing employment again to alleviate or mitigate these financial pressures? What can they do right now to take some, you know, what measures should they take right now during the hard time?
If they lost their job, I would call every loan, credit card, bank, any place that I have a installment payment and notify that I've lost my job and I need some sort of assistance and see what they offer. Because what you want to do is preserve the credit, right? So you don't want your credit score to go down. And then the next thing that they should be doing is figuring out with their, you know, either their advisor or whoever they are, the money that I've accumulated might be in a 401k plan. It might be there's tax law like CARES Act that allows you to remove money with minimal taxation if you're doing it under COVID terms before the end of the calendar year. So you want to look at is where should I pull money to survive until I get back? And is it going to be 6 months? Is it going to be 3 months? That we don't know. But I need to first call all my creditors. Second thing is I need to look at where can I take money to meet my, you know, my obligations. Can I renegotiate my lease, my apartment rental, whatever it is? I want to try to get as much of this stuff down. And if I'm a business owner, it's a time to go back to all your suppliers and all your people that provide you with materials and kind of rework the terms because they're having the same problem. If you're not, you know, if the restaurant is not buying, you know, having people come in, the people that supply the restaurants are having the same problems because they're not selling.
All right.
The supplies, right? So it's a ripple effect. And that's why, I'm hoping people get confidence and they're willing to go out. I was watching the news earlier and I saw California is considering closing down.
California, yeah. I don't know. California always does. But John, hey, I'm afraid I got to run. Before I do, how can people find you, John Smallwood, and how can they find your book?
JohnLSmallwood.com, and on Amazon, it's Your Wealth, Keep It. You can get it there, or you can get it at JohnLSmallwood.com.
Fantastic, John. Thank you so much for joining us today, and you can come back anytime, all right?
Well, I really appreciate that, and I will.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Okay, next up, Enchanted Kitchens. Folks, your kitchen is your centerpiece, so make it a showpiece by calling the experts at Enchanted Kitchens for a free consultation. They still have Yorktown cabinets at 20% off, so call Enchanted at 303-376-7588, or you can find them at klzradios.com/kitchens.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Okay, an affordable interest mortgage. Take some of that equity in your home, turn it into cash, and Kurt can often do it without increasing the cash flow that you're paying out. Just call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money. Now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Behind the glass, we got Charlie Grimes. And on the line, we have Michelle Thompson, president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourist Association of South Dakota. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Jealous that I don't live there.
Well, you can come and visit anytime.
Oh, we will. I will. I have, and I will again. You guys have a paradise up there. Look, I understand your COVID restrictions throughout the state are probably tightened up a little, like everybody nationwide. It's coming into winter. Every single year, the numbers go up for, you know, respiratory diseases and so forth at this time of year. So this was expected, and I understand that. But you guys are not on lockdown like Colorado is right now. I mean, we are not. We have businesses and everything shut down everywhere. And I'll just tell people really quick, when I went up to South Dakota, it wasn't like people were coughing on each other or not caring. There was some distancing and everybody had their hands clean and it was great, but you could live your life. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think people have been really respectful. You see a lot more masks around here than you had been seeing previously because, like every place in the country, cases are going up right now. We don't have a lot of mandates going on. There are a few mandates, but not too many. Most people are just being respectful. And if you're in a crowd where you can't social distance, you wear a mask.
Exactly. And that's basically it. It's much more relaxed. Here, it's shut down. Businesses are down. Okay? They're just shut down.
Our businesses are open and thriving.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about that. First of all, what is the business scene like right now, the holiday spending? This is the holiday spending time of year. Are your malls open? Are people out shopping? Are they getting into these places? Or do you have the shops up and running? Because I noticed, Michelle, you guys, I think, are leading the country right now with like a 3.6% unemployment rate.
Yeah, unemployment is not bad here at all right now. We're pretty happy with that. And our businesses are open and people are out holiday shopping and lots of holiday events are going on, so people are getting out and checking those out. Of course, again, you know, if people don't feel safe, they stay home, and that's, you know, that's great. That's exactly the way we want it to be. But the economy is rolling here, and people are having a good time and spending money.
Awesome. Well, tell me about this. What do you have coming up this month? I know next month you stole from us, Michelle. Did you know this? You stole.
Well, sort of.
The Western Stock Show from us, because you have your stock show still happening at the end of January, correct?
We do, yes. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo will be happening at the end of January, beginning of February. But before that, we have a lot of Christmas and holiday events that are going on throughout December.
Let's hear them. Let's hear some.
Okay. All right. Well, come on out and check them out. We've got Christmas Nights of Lights at Storybook Island. Storybook Island is a walk-through children's park with storybook characters, and they're all lit up. They have reindeer and Santa Claus there and hot chocolate, so it's a really great event for the winter. We also have
Where is this? Where in South Dakota?
That one is in Rapid City.
Okay.
At Storybook Island. And then there are lights parades in communities across the hills. I know that Custer, Sturgis, and Sundance, Wyoming all have their light parades this weekend, and there are others that will be coming up throughout the month. One of the really fun events that goes on each holiday season is the Holiday Express on the 1880 train. And I know you guys have quite a few trains in Colorado. Some of them are shut down and some of them are operating, but we do have a fantastic holiday event there.
Well, no, wait. I got to back you up here. Explain this to me. Explain that event to me. I'm not a train guy, so educate me here.
Yeah, it's on the 1880 train. The 1880 train is a scenic train ride that runs between Hill City and Keystone during the peak season. But during the holidays, it runs from Hill City to the North Pole. And Santa Claus hops on and talks to the kids, and there's hot chocolate and candy canes. And it's just a pretty fantastic holiday event. Lots of fun.
Now, I just want you to know, if that event were being held in Colorado, our Santa Claus would tell all the kids, just so you know, there is no Santa Claus. Then he would send them home. That's Colorado now. We're dreary. What?
come out and see us. We're happy to still believe in Santa Claus.
Well, that is wonderful. Okay, what else is happening?
Okay, so after the holidays, then we hit the January timeframe when we hit the Deadwood Snowcross Showdown. So if you like professional snowmobile races, this is a fantastic event in Deadwood that takes place the end of January. Also, that same weekend on January 30th is the Canine Keg Pull, which is one of my favorite events to watch because I love dogs, and they take dogs of all sizes and they attach kegs of all sizes to these dogs, and they have races, and the dog that gets to the finish line fastest wins.
Okay, but they don't like, you know, combine these events because drunken dogs on snowmobiles would there's a safety concern here, don't you think, Michelle?
Yeah, they have them in different locations, which makes it a little bit safer for
Good.
Snowmobilers and the dogs, yes.
I was really worried. You people up north, you do weird stuff. You just do weird stuff. So
we like to have a good time.
Okay, take me back to the snowmobiling thing, because as you know, I happen to like Deadwood a lot. Love going to those casinos. I love hitting them up and getting out and having some fun, which, by the way, our casinos are all shut down here. I assume yours are still open, are they?
Yes, Deadwood is all open. And actually, Deadwood just gained, well, in July they will gain because the legislature will be creating rules for our sports betting. The state of South Dakota voted to have sports betting in Deadwood, so that'll be one more offering that they'll have. All the casinos are open. Deadwood is a fantastic town for events. Snowcross Showdown, again, that one will be the 29th and 30th of January. There will be about 150 top professional snowcross racers, so it's a lot of fun if you like snowmobiling and racing.
So what do? They race around. By the way, for those who don't know, Deadwood is a beautiful little town. Just think about any of your Colorado mountain towns. It's kind of like that. And the surrounding area is highly wooded. What do? Do they go through the streets, or do they go around the city? How do they do that?
So the Days of 76 grounds is where the Days of 76 rodeo happens in the summer. And in the winter, they create a snowmobile track at the Days of 76 grounds. So they have grandstands there that you can sit and watch. And they actually race at the track at the Days of 76 grounds right in Deadwood.
Very, very cool. Very cool. So
yeah,
basically,
it's a lot of fun.
Basically, you guys are rocking up there. Now, what about the Badlands? Is that all just shut down for the season? Do they have any kind of displays or anything going on out there?
Badlands National Park is open year-round, and actually Badlands is a great place to go in the winter.
How come?
There are about 1,000 bison in Badlands National Park, and a lot of times you see a lot more wildlife in the parks in the wintertime. They come up closer to the road, so you might see the bighorn sheep or the antelope or the bison that are in the park. Stargazing in the park, if you like to just be in the beautiful scenic darkness and see the stars, Badlands National Park is probably one of the top places anywhere to go stargazing. It's an absolutely gorgeous park. And you can still do hiking and things in the winter as well. We have right now no snow, and it's supposed to be in the 50s this weekend, so there's a lot of outdoor recreation still going on here, too.
Okay, so you're saying this weekend it's going to be in the 50s up in South Dakota where you have freedom.
Yes, it is. Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not asking you guys to be Wild West and no safety, no nothing, no anything. I get it. But just, can we live just a little bit? I don't know if you just saw, this just came out. L.A.'s mayor is now forbidding people from unnecessary walking. Okay. I'm just kind of giving you an idea because I know, Michelle, sometimes you probably think you call into this show and I sound like some, you know, a crazy because I love liberty so much. But no, I'm just saying things are pretty extreme out there outside of your nice little state.
Yeah, well, we have amazing walking and hiking trails all throughout the area. So we encourage people to get out and walk right now.
Yeah, and by the way, for those who don't know, the Badlands, gorgeous. My wife and I went there last time, and it was absolutely stunning. And it just goes on and on and on. There's so much to look at. And now you're saying with all those buffalo, it's just beautiful, and people can actually go to restaurants. Tell me about this. How are the restaurants doing right now? If somebody wants to go to Rapid City, Deadwood, and these kinds of things, I'm sure people at the tables are spread out a little, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, are they just rocking? Are people really enjoying it?
Yeah, the restaurants are doing pretty well here. You know, it depends on the restaurant, how they're handling the safety precautions. Some have put up a lot of plexiglass. Some have moved out tables. Some are only filling certain tables. But everybody's been really great about, you know, making their restaurant safe for their staff and for their customers.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Everybody, you know where to get away to. Now, I know it's about, what, 5 hours away to get up there
into South Dakota?
I know it's about five hours away. So you make a weekend of it. You make several days of it. If you've got some holiday time coming up, because I know a lot of you do out there, folks, you got holiday time coming up at your jobs where you're going to be shut down for several days in a row. Hey, man, do a round trip. Spend a few days up there in South Dakota and actually live again. Corey and I did over the summer, and it was unbelievable. Michelle Thompson, president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. How can people contact you?
Well, we would love for everybody to head up this direction, experience our beautiful area, and you can learn more by going to blackhillsbadlands.com.
Blackhillsbadlands.com, from the land that still believes in Santa Claus.
Right.
Exactly. Michelle Thompson, thank you so much, and you're welcome back anytime.
You're welcome.
We're going to want to hear from you again before your stock show, okay?
That sounds wonderful.
Fantastic. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Susan Koshevar. There's some news on the movies front, which is going to really surprise you. But before that, American National Insurance, with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789. Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop. And that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And now on the line, we have Susan Koshevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Andy, how are you?
Well, you know, I am doing better than a lot of movie theaters are going to be doing if what I saw is true.
Yes, you're right about that.
Why don't you give people the news? This came from Warner Brothers. Go ahead.
Yep, from Warner Brothers today, they announced that all of their 17 pictures from, so I guess from would be 2020, including Wonder Woman, will all be released next summer, for the next season, the whole year, on streaming at the same time that it's released to the theaters. Typically, the theaters had a 60 to 90 day window where it was released to the theaters first, so that they could offer that product first to the customers, and then it would go to streaming. And in exchange, the movie studios could demand higher box office receipts from the movie theaters. So I guess that's not going to happen now.
Well, yeah, I mean, in those first 2 weeks, places like Paramount and Warner Brothers and all of these were Universal. They were basically charging the theaters, and this was totally fair, about 70 to 90% of the ticket price, right? That they were keeping, that would, you know, all that you buy that ticket, about 70 to 90% based on the popularity of the movie and so forth, and you know how that goes. That goes right to the studio, and then the theater makes their money off selling food, right?
Yes. Yep, you make a little off the box office, not much. But, you know, most of that money that the movie studio gets goes to pay all the people that you see on the credits and then some others, you know, advertising and you know, that sort of thing that they do. So that's typically how it worked, but I don't think it's going to work like that anymore. And we don't know yet if the other studios are going to do the same thing, but I suspect that they are. And from reading an article from, I think, thehollywoodreporter.com, just now, it sounds like the movie studios, at least Warner Brothers, expects for the theaters to be at less than full capacity for all of 2021. And what alarms me the most about that is that Hollywood seems to get an advance notice of what the powers that be are going to shove down our throats. I knew right away something was wrong early in March, when the movie studios started pulling back their theatrical releases, you know, 3 months, 6 months. And so it looks to me like they intend to hold theaters shut next year.
Well, Susan, they had to back off some of them, obviously, because of the initial wave of COVID and everybody shutting down, especially in the hot spots like New York and L.A. and Chicago. But also they kind of needed to, because as COVID stretched on and on and on, because I'm sorry, but America is dumb. As COVID stretched on and on and on, they basically had to push back their product into 21 and 22 because the studios also aren't filming a lot. Am I right? I mean, they're generating a lot less product now too as well.
Well, they've been back in production, as I understand it, for about 3 or 4 months.
Right, so but are they on full? I mean, are they on full production of all the same slate of movies they would have been?
I don't know that, but I have heard recently that they are doing a lot of production now.
Okay, well, let's get into this decision here, because if they do that, obviously you can't tell the movie theaters, hey, I'm going to release this movie on, say, HBO. Is it HBO Max, I believe? I think so. I'm going to release this movie on HBO Max where people can sit at home. Now, they got to pay a lot for it. It's like $20, right? 25.
I don't know. That model didn't work so well, so I don't know what that model would look like, and they haven't said yet.
I think that model's a joke, personally. Yeah. I think it's a total joke. But if they do this, let's say they release it at, I'm just going to throw it out there, $25. So you and another person, as many people as you want, can sit at your home and watch this movie and have your own food. Now, that's obviously going to destroy theaters, as you know. And this idea that they're looking at the theaters, I think this is a joke when they say, well, we're looking at the theaters and the theaters are going to be, you know, running at half, you know, capacity. No, they aren't. They can't. They can't go much longer at half capacity. They're simply going to fold. There are two options. There are two options. Yep. Either they go to full capacity or near it, at least three quarters capacity within a few months, a couple months, or they're done. They're not going to be at half capacity all the way through 2021. Am I right?
Well, I don't know. That's what the Warner Brothers is saying. And that alarms me because, as I said, they have been an indicator of where we're going. So when I see that, I get fairly alarmed. I have been on industry calls recently, and most of them aren't going to make it even a few more weeks. So, which is interesting when you look at the Paramount decree, which was just stripped off, and that prevented movie studios from owning indoors. What bothers me is somebody trying to make use of a crisis and bankrupt them and then buy the big movie theater chains for pennies on a dollar? I don't like what I see happening.
That is a good question. You're right, because my goodness, you can actually use, because you're the distributor of the product, you can tank the theaters, buy them on pennies on the dollar, and then re-release and go back to the old way. Is that what you're saying?
And still save, and still save face. Oh, no, we're releasing the movies to the theaters and to streaming, but the theaters, a good chunk of them, around the country, around the world, are still being held shut or at less than full capacity. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that all businesses have to run at near capacity. Otherwise, they fail.
Right. You have to be able to rock on the weekend. Because, you know, during the week, you're filling up 10% of your seats on average. So on the weekend, you've got to rock. So if Warner Brothers says, okay, we're going to release this online, you and I don't know for how much yet, but we're going to release it online, people can stay at home. They can't look at a theater then and still say, gee, this is a red hot movie. We're going to charge you 90% of the ticket price, right?
Right.
Because the theater is going to look back at them and say, why would I give you 90% of the ticket price when I'm barely going to fill the seats because you're giving away for cheaper to other people?
Yes. And on a recent industry call, they do surveys, and they indicated that at least 50% of the population is ready to go back to theaters. So that's what alarms me so much about this announcement and talking about theaters not being at full capacity through 2021. Listen, people always want to get out of their homes. You're not going to take your tender date home to your living room to watch a movie. You want to take them to the theater, but by holding the theater shut, that helps to bankrupt them or at less than full capacity. I just don't like what I see happening.
How is it affecting you? Because, I mean, you're a drive-in. This doesn't affect you at all because you're not open until April or May?
We're still running because, as of right now,
are you really?
The only theater open in the state. And I am all that stands between my employees and complete poverty. They're losing their homes and not being able to feed themselves.
Oh.
We are in a very dire situation, and it's getting worse.
Okay, whoa, Susan, you just got me excited here. So, I mean, I feel bad about that, but let's let people know. I didn't know 88 Drive-In was open at this time of year. I thought you normally closed it at this time of year. So you're saying you're open right now, and people can come there because they're in their cars anyway, which is warm, and watch movies.
Yep, and they're outside.
And they're outside. And you're selling food. You still got the pizza and all that stuff?
We do, yep.
Yum.
Yep.
Okay, so they can. Oh, yep. What are you showing? What are you showing this weekend coming up?
Let's see. This weekend we have Polar Express, Four Christmases, and Lethal Weapon.
classics.
We're doing a holiday program.
So yeah. you're doing holiday classics, and what does it cost for somebody to bring in a carload?
It's $9 per person, and children under 12 are free.
$9 per person, children under 12 are free, and you've got Polar Express. And rather than just renting it at home, you can see it up on the big screen in a car.
Yep, nice and toasty in your car with a cup of hot chocolate, maybe a funnel cake.
Well, I think the kids would have more than one funnel cake. See, when I was a kid, when I was a kid and I'd go to these places like Waterworld, these places, one funnel cake was an insult. That was the one funnel cake. That was the starter. And then I'd have more. Of course, I'd have pizza, too. But I'm a big eater. Well, that is pretty cool. Hey, I'm glad to hear that you're open right now. How can people reach you and how can people see what's coming on next?
Go to our Facebook page, 88 Drive-In, and you can look at the events tab and see what's coming up next. So scroll down on the page there. And you can also go to our website at 88drivein.net.
Okay, let's. I've got you here for about 2.5 more minutes. Let's talk the future of the movies, okay? What's coming?
Okay.
What do we? Let's look into our crystal ball and just say what we think is coming for movies and for movie theaters. Because, you know, can they really just tank all the movie theaters? Will this cut it? I mean, Paramount cut a deal that was much better for the theaters than this.
Well, you know, it's. So far, I haven't seen anything where the terms were something that I could pay them because we're at 50% capacity. So, you know, and all the theaters certainly in Colorado are completely shut. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, well, they're going to have to be opened up before long. Tell me this. You said earlier that the $20 rental, you know, putting it online and so forth did not work well for the studios. Why is that?
Well, most of their money comes from theatrical release,
yeah,
which is another reason why I'm so skeptical of this whole situation. So, and they found that out certainly this year with, you know, Disney Plus and some of the other things that were released and how much they charge from it wasn't quite a very good model. So I don't know if they restructured that with streaming or how that works, but we're going to see, I think, a big shakeup in the movie industry shortly.
Yeah, because it's like a football game. Watching it at home is easier. It really is, and you have your own food and everything, but you're not at the event. And when you go to the movie theaters, Susan, it's an event. It's the big screen. It's opening night. It's the next night, right? And you get to go there and you have the food and you have the crowd and you have everybody excited about it. It's an event. They're taking away the event, and I don't understand why they think that moving it all to online and at home and HBO and stuff like this is going to appeal to crowds and make the same amount of money. Because you had the event, you could charge massive prices for tickets, and they were taking 70 to 90% right off the top. That's a lot of money
That's
gone.
That's right. Well, if you look at the old movie houses before the Paramount decree was established, you had huge movie palaces. They were beautiful. They had thousands of people and movie palaces even in small towns. And once the Paramount decree went through and the movie studios had to divest themselves of their theaters, all those beautiful theaters crashed. So it looks to me like there was regulation put in that crashed them, and now that regulation is going to be ripped out from under us. And I think we might be seeing a takeover of the theater industry.
All right.
By the studios again.
Let's hope we don't see that. On that note, I got to let you go, Susan. Everybody get up to 88 Drive and have some fun. And coming up next in the next hour, we're going to have Patrick Neville at 5 o'clock. You won't want to miss that. Until then, this is the end of hour number 2 here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.